Well, the situation just got far worse. Remember yesterday when I was explaining how the 14 trains, which are not trains, not choo-choo trains, these are liquid natural gas production facilities. They're called trains. There are 14 of them that are owned and operated by Qatar Energy. To replace them would cost about estimated $100 billion. If these 14 trains go offline, and these are the facilities that purify the natural gas as it comes out of the ground, and then more importantly, through liquefaction, they turn it into a liquid for transport. And these 14 facilities are the most important in the world, representing 20 to 22% of the total LNG exports on the planet. And they use a critical component called a cryogenic heat exchanger, or the main cryogenic heat exchanger, the MCHE. That component is only made by one company in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And that component, if damaged or destroyed, requires just to get one of them takes 3 to 4 years to get it made. And if you have to make more than one, then the timelines really stretch out. If all 14 of the trains are destroyed, then it will take 10 to 15 years to bring them back online. And during that time, 2 to 4 billion humans will starve to death because of the lack of fertilizer, because of the lack of natural gas coming out of this facility in Qatar. So I explained all that yesterday. The bad news, or the worst news today, is that the CEO of Qatar Energy confirmed in an interview with Reuters that two of the 14 trains are now destroyed. And they're saying that about 17% of their energy production capability is now offline with an estimated repair time of 3 to 5 years. So that is 100% consistent with exactly what I told you, that when these things go offline, it takes years to bring them back online. Years. At a cost of, huge billions of dollars, many, many, or tens of billions of dollars in this case. So, as of right now, even if peace is declared tomorrow, which it won't be, but even if it were, there will be 5 years of energy reduction for our world, 5 years of heightened fertilizer prices, 5 years of reduced crop yields, 5 years of much higher energy costs, which is going to feed inflation of everything, including, manufacturing and industry, power grid, data centers, you name it. So that's done. That's already in place. There's no bringing that back. And why were those two trains destroyed? Well, because Israel decided to attack the South Pars gas field of Iran. They did that with U.S. approval. And then Trump posted and said, "Oh, we didn't know anything about it." Nonsense. He's lying, as usual. Israel did that. And then in retaliation, Iran struck and destroyed two of the 14 trains of Qatar Energy. And Iran now has promised twice now, I mean, two different press conferences, Iran has promised that if there are more attacks on Iran's energy infrastructure, the gas infrastructure there, that Iran will decimate all 14 of the LNG trains, all 14 of Qatar Energy, and that will take offline 20 to 22% of the world's LNG exports for 10 to 15 years. And again, we're already at 2 out of 14 right now today. We're at 2 out of 14. If that number becomes 5 out of 14, the world is screwed. If it becomes 10 out of 14, at least 1 billion people die. If it becomes 14 out of 14, 2 to 4 billion people die. Not immediately, of course. I'm talking about crop failures and mass starvation, etc. And by the way, the nation of Qatar would probably be finished at that point. And you can't even get loans to rebuild those facilities until the war ends, because who's going to lend you money to rebuild something that just got bombed if you're still in a state of war? So you see, this is what Trump set into motion. This is all on Trump's shoulders. He launched the attack on Iran. He's doing the bidding of Israel. Trump betrayed America. And if we don't want the entire world to burn, Trump needs to be removed from office. Impeachment is not just an option, it is a necessity at this point. If Trump isn't impeached and removed from power, the world as we know it may not survive. And life as you know it will become so unbelievably difficult that you're not ready for it. And realize that you're living in a society, I mean, most of you listening to this, you're living in a society of oblivious people, almost none of whom have any idea that this just happened. Almost none. Even the people I know, I mean, in my personal life, you know, family, friends, etc., they have no idea that this just happened. It's a tiny percentage of the population that stays up to date with this kind of, you know, breaking analysis. And even those who pay attention to the media, most of them are just watching CNN or Fox News or other nonsense, and they're not getting the real information on this, obviously. So the percentage of people who are tuned in to the truth, like you're getting here, that number is exceedingly small. It's, you know, 0.1% or something, or maybe even smaller. It's a tiny number. So you now have knowledge that most of the world does not yet have, that is, most people. You have knowledge that fertilizer is about to become incredibly scarce, that crop yields are going to plummet, that this is going to last 3 to 5 years where we are right now, and it could get a lot worse, and that gas prices and diesel prices and energy costs are going to skyrocket for years to come. You know that right now. With that knowledge, what shall you do? What's the plan of action? Well, obviously, number one, if you can still get any fertilizer, get it. I warned weeks ago, stock up on fertilizer. Remember that? I said it multiple times. I called it white gold. I said, go out to a feed store and start buying 50-pound bags of fertilizer before all this happened. I've also said for years, you should get a 500-gallon diesel tank. You know, where law allows, obviously, not everybody can put one in their backyard, but get a 500-gallon diesel tank, fill it with diesel. Make sure you've got your own fuel supply because, well, look what's happening now. Diesel prices are skyrocketing and diesel supplies are going to be strongly impacted. The UAE, for example, just announced that all of its energy production has gone to zero. Zero. Every oil field and refinery in the UAE is now offline, 100%. Wow. And this war is nowhere near over. Mm-mm. In fact, the Pentagon is now asking for $200 billion in additional war funding for a war that Trump claims they already won. Well, if you already won it, as he has promised multiple times, why do you need $200 billion more dollars? And the answer is very clear. Because they're going to land U.S. troops. They're going to send thousands of troops, maybe tens of thousands, into Iran. And they're going to try to take the country by force. I warned multiple times this is going to be Vietnam 2.0. Except, as the joke says, that the difference between Iran and Vietnam is that Trump had a plan to get out of Vietnam, but he has no plan to get out of Iran. So this is going to become Vietnam 2.0. We're going to get caught in a multi-year, multi-trillion dollar quagmire, during which global energy prices will skyrocket, and energy supplies will crater, and food crops will have lower yields, and food inflation will increase, And there's now nothing that can be done to stop this. This has already been set into motion. The dominoes have begun to fall. And yes, Trump did it. Trump deserves 100% of the blame for this because it was 100% his decision to initiate this war. Trump did this. While promising that he would make gas more affordable and energy more abundant, etc., etc. Yeah, nothing but lies. At the end of the day, Trump threw America under the bus. He betrayed his own country in order to go to war for Israel. Which makes you wonder what kind of blackmail they have on him, doesn't it? By the way, there are sources in China that say that China has all the Epstein files completely unredacted, and they may be thinking about releasing them now in order to stop this war. Because, you know, if you release the Epstein files, then that breaks the leverage that Israel has over Trump. If everything's out in the open, and maybe then the world will find out whether or not Trump is a pedophile. And I, for the longest time, I've thought, no, that can't be true. But now I realize we've been totally lied to by this guy for over a decade. And anything's possible at this point. So whatever it is, I hope China releases it. Because the world needs to de-escalate this situation or the whole world burns. And everybody suffers. And billions starve and die. We are one missile strike away right now from billions dying. And then on top of this, Trump threatens to basically nuke the entire gas field that both Qatar and Iran tap into. It's the same field. It's under the Persian Gulf. That gas field, Trump says he'll destroy it if Iran attacks Qatar Energy again. Trump will destroy the entire gas field. That would destroy Western civilization as we know it. It would plunge dozens of nations into poverty and long-term grid-down blackouts, Mad Max, especially among Eastern Asian nations that only have days of gas supplies remaining. Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, etc. They're all about to run out of gas. That is natural gas. That means their industries will be shut down. Their power grids will have rolling blackouts. They're toast if they can't get more gas. China is now offering protection to Taiwan. Join us, China says. Reunify. And we'll give you energy and we'll give you protection. Military protection and all the gas energy that you need. At some point, Taiwan is going to have to seriously consider that offer. Because the country will collapse if it continues to rely on the U.S. and the U.S. Failed protection, the U.S. failure of a navy, the failed military, failed economic policies, failed energy policies, etc. Taiwan will have no choice after a period of a few weeks. Taiwan will have no choice. So China doesn't even need to militarily invade Taiwan in order to conquer the nation. All it needs to do is just point out, hey, you know, how you guys enjoying the blackouts? How's that working out for you? You want energy? Join with mainland China. And just like that, if Taiwan joins, then the U.S. loses its microchip supply from Taiwan Semiconductor. China will own it and run it. China will control it. And then that means the entire microchip supply, or nearly all of it, upon which the U.S. economy relies and data centers and tech companies, etc., the most important microchip manufacturing, I should state, will be controlled by China. Now, granted, we have microchip factories in the U.S., you know, Samsung and others, but that's not where the most important microchips come from. All of the best stuff comes out of Taiwan Semiconductor. And that could end up in the hands of China very easily, just literally overnight, without a single shot being fired. That's what Trump has done. Trump betrayed America's allies in addition to betraying the American people. Trump has betrayed the world, and he's threatening to destroy the single most important energy supply that feeds the world via, you know, fertilizers. Trump says he'll nuke it. And like I said, according to the calculations I've run on this, that means anywhere from 2 to 4 billion people will starve to death. And that makes Trump, by the way, equivalent to 500 Hitlers. If you do the math on this, let's say if 3 billion people starve to death, that's 500 times more deaths than the Holocaust, that is the claimed numbers of the Holocaust, you know, 6 million deaths, whether or not you believe that number. If Trump proceeds with this war and those 14 LNG trains get knocked out, then Trump will be the equivalent of 500 Hitlers in terms of the number of people that will likely die. Now, they're not all going to die immediately. It's going to take time. But remember, it will take 10 to 15 years for those LNG trains to get back online. And during that time, billions will likely die. Now, is this some kind of global depopulation effort? Probably. Probably Trump's doing it on purpose, because he doesn't give a crap about Americans or humanity or anybody but himself. So he'll profit from all of this while he's throwing humanity under the bus. But if you want to survive this, it's very clear. There's only one way to survive this. You have to have, obviously, emergency supplies to get through the startup time, during which you have to learn how to grow more food. That's what people are realizing in all of this. Yes, you got to buy garden seeds, which we have, healthrangerstore.com, and buy storable food. Yes, that's critical. We've got all that, all the supplies. We have a warehouse full of food for the moment, probably not for long, but we have it right now, healthrangerstore.com/appreciate, because we have our customer appreciation sale right now, which is incredible. I mean, I even told my staff, it's incredible that we can put anything on sale given what's happening in the world, because all of our source prices are about to skyrocket, you know? So you're never going to see these sale prices again, that's for sure. But beyond that, you know, beyond storing food and getting garden seeds and everything else, you're going to have to grow food for real. Not just, you know, buying seeds and talking about it. You're going to have to actually grow food or starve. And for a lot of people, the prices of food are going to be so high that, you know, they'll go hungry. So you're going to need food. You're going to need to grow food. You're going to need seeds, and you're going to need off-grid money, gold and silver, which are both getting smashed just as I said they would, because of the plummeting industrial demand, especially for silver. You know, silver is down in the 70s now, and I think it could fall to $60 or even $50 because of Trump. Trump did this. He started a war that cut off the energy supply to the world, which means that industry is being shut down, force majeure is being declared, and those industries need a lot less silver. So this is Trump doing this. It, you know, if you're wondering who caused you to lose money in silver, that's Trump. He did it. But you're going to need all these supplies. You know, hopefully you already have a lot of these things, like your backup communications, your satellite phone, right? Our sponsor, Satellite Phone Store, SAT123. Yeah, they're very valuable and very important right now. A lot of people are picking up sat phones and solar generators and things like that. But you're going to need our food supplies, and more importantly, you're going to need to grow food. So let me tell you about a free resource, which is our books at books.brightlearn.ai. There you can find, right now, almost 50,000 books. There are hundreds of books on home gardening, seed saving, you know, sprouting, everything you can think of. They're all free. They're all free. And we're currently producing audiobooks every day. I think the number is maybe 15 audiobooks a day or 12 or something. It's not where I thought it would be, but it's still a lot. So we've got almost 100 audiobooks available for you right now, free to download, full-length MP3s. So check that out. Again, that's at books.brightlearn.ai, or you can create your own book for free at brightlearn.ai. So use that, download the resources, and make a point to decentralize as much as you can, because your survival will depend on it. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and you can catch more of my analysis at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.